I'm encouraged by much of what was said by the council executive now that they are taking proactive actions to address these what seems to be an illegal large scale waste disposal across particularly my own area of Inishowen. It gave councillors from across the county, the likes of Martin Farn and my own peninsula as well, to question what's being done to put forward the concerns of our local community. And I would hope that this will address much of the disgraceful activity that was uncovered in RTE. And what I've also got assurances that councillors will be briefed and updated as these investigations are ongoing.
You did make the comment, you didn't phrase it quite this way, but many councillors were caught with their pants down in relation to the revelations in that programme that you were caught unawares.
Yeah, and I think many people might be surprised at that, but much of what was uncovered, councillors weren't aware of, councillors weren't briefed by the executive, even the investigations were ongoing, wasn't brought to the attention of councillors. So I would hope that that will never happen again, that we will be kept fully informed and briefed as this is ongoing, because this is an issue of huge importance, and we as public representatives need to be kept up to date with what's going on.
One of the points that was made today was the metric or the formula RTE used to calculate the level of spending didn't actually fully reflect the work being done by the council and the various cross-agency and multi-agency programmes that the council's involved in. There was a suggestion that that was unfair, that the council is doing more than was suggested.
Yeah, I do think that is fair for the executive to say. I think there's different ways that the amount of money spent on waste collection is counted across different council areas. The likes of street sweeping maybe come under roads in Donegal, where it'll come under environment in other councils. So there is that discrepancy, but I've encouraged that we're taking on another waste enforcement officer and we will be employing another four. So that is encouraging that we will have the resources and the staff to tackle this very, very serious problem.